time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, thanks for stopping on in again. How are we doing today?
Really good, Mike. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, and happy Father's Day. It's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
It sure is. Thank you very much. And it just so happens our topic today is on Dad's and Father's Day. Perfect timing, of course, for this. So what do we want to talk about here?
Well, you know, I know a lot of dads. Now, I only have one of my own, but, you know, I've got a husband who's the father of our children and kids and friends and lots of relatives and former students. And I've noticed and read about some qualities that really good dads who are effective with their kids have. Can I run through the list real
quick?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. So they protect the family, sometimes by preparation, sometimes by intervention. They're affectionate in whatever way, if it's a high five, slap on the back, or a big hug. They're trustworthy and they provide security. If they say they're going to do something, they do it. And if they can't, they say why.
Okay.
They encourage their kids. They say, hey, I know you can do this. They provide the necessities of life. Food and shelter. They respect mom. They're fun because, you know, sometimes mom has to just grind it right out.
Right.
You got to get that bed made. But dad, he's going to like, let's have a little fun here.
Let's go outside and play.
Yeah, let's go play. And that's good for everybody. And they teach. They show their kids how to do things. So these are really good qualities. And what we find is that fathers are really important. Or if a father is not available through death or divorce, a strong male presence. It shows up in their education, their behavior, and their mental strength. So all of these things, just by being a dad, help their kids.
The most important one there, respect mom. You gotta respect mom. And we all of us dads know mom is, you know, pretty much running the show here. So in most cases.
Well, right. But at the same time, you do want to speak up if mom is overstepping or does something that she doesn't realize is a problem. But again, in private, not in front of the kids.
Right.
You know, so that you guys can, you can talk about it. But, you know, I have just watched fatherhood change people unbelievably. You know, when I go to welcome a new little relative at the doctor at the hospital, I think, oh my gosh, dad looks different. If it's their first one, and they'll say everything changed. And it's not like they didn't know the baby was coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, and even people who were kind of surprised by the pregnancy are like, oh my goodness, it's different. They're ready to spring into action now to protect them. They watch, it's so funny, things that they used to do, they now watch out for in other people. I know there was this one family who had a car issue when the dad was a teenager, going too fast. Well, when somebody went too fast on his street and that teenager's dad brought him to apologize, he looked right at the kid and said, no more of that, bud, not around my kids.
Yeah.
You know, just straightforward in a way that a man says it.
Right.
Moms say it differently. We kind of go, oh, my gosh, don't ever do that. My kid could get hurt. They're just saying, knock it off.
There's a tone.
There's a tone. And man to man. I've seen, you know, strong men collapse into tears when their child is being taken into surgery and they're calling for dad, dad, don't let him take me. You know, get their broken leg set or whatever.
Right.
I've seen them searching the neighborhood when their child can't be found and then have so much adrenaline because they think, their body's prepared to fight somebody that they can't, they have to say to the mom, you take the child, take him or her because I can't do it right this second. Now, when they calm down, they can. I've seen them stop. Well, this was actually me. My dad could stop my bad behavior with a look. Just over his shoulder,
right.
One straightforward look. I knew it. I'd crossed the line. I've seen dads pick up and move a screaming child the mom just could not move him without hurting him. And just easily their strength could do that.
Yeah.
I've seen them stand over and make him do their homework. I've seen them stand next to him in front of a judge. And there's nothing like a dad standing next to their child when they've been speeding or caught doing something. Because it tells the kid, I'm with the judge. And it tells the judge, he's not alone. I'll help him.
Yeah,
he's going to get better. I've seen dads hand over a hammer, lawnmower, car keys, and say, here, let me show you how to do this. We're going to do this together. I've seen them establish authority and seniority over both their daughter's boyfriend and their son's girlfriend.
That's an important one, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And, you know, I think of my dad's. Some guy was really way too old for me when I was younger, obviously in high school. And he never got off the porch and came out and met boyfriends. But, boy, he met him, and he said to me, you're going to be home in 15 minutes. I was I did it. That's not a very long date there.
Okay.
That was not. I think I got to walk to the corner. But I've heard them also get calls from their kids late at night, not knowing where they are. I've seen them insist that their kids follow the rules in ways that are just bottom line.
Yeah.
Kind of takes the argument away, and it helps kids realize that there's a force bigger than them. Remember my mother-in-law saying that one time. She said, you know, every child needs to know there's someone who's stronger and smarter than them. Let it be the dad in this case.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it being the mom. But since it's Father's Day, you know, let it be the dad.
Yeah.
They're stronger. So happy Father's Day to all those dads who and potential dads and future dads.
Wonderful. Good stuff here. And we invite folks to go to the website for even more resources. There's several on dads. And you can find that at safeharboril.com. Resources on this topic and all the ones that we discuss on Your Life Matters every week at the same time with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you next Monday.